Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of commentaries on the Quran. Today we'll continue with our investigation to the attribute of Allah, or the name of Allah, Al-Mudil, the one who leads astray. Amazingly, as we have seen so far in our study, we figure out that it is Allah who is in charge of leading people to believe in Him or misleading people from believing in Him, guiding them to the straight way, Islam, or leads them astray to any other beliefs which is not Islam, to spend eternity in hell. As we discover the reason why Allah is doing that, it is to fulfill a word He had given to the devil at the beginning of creation, after Allah deceived Satan, causes him to not to worship Adam and to be kicked out of heaven to earth. That is when Satan asked Allah, "Would you delay my time of judgment until the day of the reckoning?" And that's when Allah said, "That would be okay." Therefore, Satan told Allah, "I will surely lead many of your people, the descendant of Adam, to hell." And Allah somehow got an agreement with the devil, and he read the word of Allah, "Surely I will fill hell with you and all those who follow you from the descendants of Adam, except Allah's servants." Obviously, this is not just one verse in the Quran, but that is what is written throughout the Quran. So today, we'll be facing a new reality. It's not just Allah who can mislead people, but people can mislead people, including the people in Muhammad days who may be able to mislead Muhammad from the way of Allah to the way of the devil, which makes no sense. If Allah, as we said earlier, is the one who is in charge to guide people or to mislead people, how can people have the same power or the authority to do what Allah only can do? To investigate that, let us look together at that which is written in Quran chapter 6. The first time we read about Allah who leads people astray, it is in Quran chapter 6 and verse 39. For there we read, "And those who denied our verses are deaf and dumb in the darkness. Whoever Allah wills, He leads astray, and whom He wills, He makes him on a straight way." Now we know from that verse that it's all up to Allah. Yes, people denied the verses of Allah. People did not believe in Muhammad to be a prophet by rejecting the Quran. And Allah describes these people to be deaf and dumb, and that they are in darkness. But once again, we ask our genuine question: who makes people deaf? Who makes people dumb? It is Allah, and it is only Allah who is able to do that. And if that is the case, so why these people did not believe in the verses of the Quran? Once again, it's because Allah is the one who's doing that. You may think I'm exaggerating in saying that, but that is the reality, even from the rest of the verse. As Allah stated, "Whomever Allah wills, He leads astray." So if somebody will deny the verses of Allah, the Quran, if someone will not accept Islam as the true straight way to the paradise of Islam, that someone is deaf and dumb. And why? It's because Allah already chose for him to be led astray. And the opposite is true. As we read, "And whom he here is Allah, well, he makes him on a straight way." So all those who accepted the verses of the Quran, the miracle of Muhammad, and became Muslim believers, they became Muslim believers simply because it was Allah's will for their life to believe. He guided them to the truth of Islam, and that's why they are Muslims. Once again, from that verse, we know that you and I have no free will to choose or to reject Islam, because it's all up to Allah. If He wills for us to be Muslim believers, He will make us one. If he choose not, we will surely be infidels by rejecting the miracle of Islam, the verses of the Quran. Let's move on to the next verse in Quran chapter 6, and that is verse 116. For there we read, and if you obey most of those who are on earth, they will mislead you from Allah's way. They follow only the conjecture, and they only lie. Who is speaking here? It is Allah. And who is Allah speaking to? He is speaking to the great prophet of all, Muhammad himself, the best of the creatures. Allah is telling Muhammad, don't obey most of those who are on earth, the infidels of Quraysh, who did not believe in him. Why? Because if Muhammad obeys most of them, they will mislead him from Allah's ways. Wait a minute. I thought it is only Allah is the one who can lead people astray or guides people to Islam. So how can the infidel of Quraysh will mislead Muhammad? Who is in charge of the life of Muhammad? Who have more power over the life of Muhammad? Is it Muhammad's God, Allah, or the infidels of Quraysh? And what is so amazing, it is the word of Allah here to Muhammad. It's not about all the people, but most of them. Once again, the verse said, if you obey most of those who are on the earth. What if Muhammad obey just 10% of them? How about 5% of them? Will this cause him to be misled from the way of Allah to the way of infidelity? Yes, it makes sense. But no. That's not what Allah said. Allah said, if you obey most of those people. And what is so amazing, that verse 116 came to Muhammad after Muhammad received the full complete miracle of Islam, which is the Quran itself. As we read in verse 115, and the word of your Lord has been completed. So we're not talking about Muhammad being half a prophet or three-quarters of a prophet. No, he's 100% prophet, as he already received the complete word of Allah in that moment. And the word of your Lord has been completed in truth and fairness. What happened after that? And there is no one to change his words. So it's amazing that now we know Muhammad has the complete true word of Allah. And we know for sure that no one can change it. As we continue to the end of the verse, and he is the hearing, the knowing. And amazingly, this is a Mecca chapter, which means there's no way that the word of Allah was completed to Muhammad, for he have not yet received any of all the Medini chapters. Allah hears and knows everything about Muhammad and all the people of the earth. After we know that, Allah is telling Muhammad, and if you obey most of those who are on the earth, they will mislead you from Allah's way. How in the world can somebody read these words and come to believe that here he is, Muhammad, with the complete true word of Allah, where no one can change it, and somehow some infidels of Quraysh can mislead the prophet of Allah, the best noble example which every Muslim must follow? How can Allah and the infidels both have the power to mislead and to guide people? Especially, we're talking about the best of the people, that is Muhammad himself. As a matter of fact, as we continue to read in the Quran, we see that Satan himself misleads people. I could not imagine how can Muslim accept the belief that their Allah God misleads people when we know that Satan is the one who misleads people. And now we know that even other people can mislead, not just people, but mislead the most holy one, the prophet of Islam, as Muhammad and Muslims claim. Let's move on to the next verse, and that is verse 117. As Allah said, surely your Lord, he knows best those who go astray from his way, and he knows best who are the guided. Wait a minute. How can Allah knows those who go astray and Allah knows those who are guided? Oh, because it is Allah actually who guided some and misleads the others. You see, this is just a repeat statement of all that which we have covered so far about Allah, the God of Muhammad. He is the one who leads people astray and guides others. That's why Allah knows everything. What about the one whom the people will mislead? And what about the one whom Satan will mislead? Oh, maybe you can say, well, Allah knows everything. Therefore, he knows all those who will be misled by the devil or the infidel people of the earth or by himself. Or we can say, actually, Allah is working in unity with the devil and other wicked people to mislead others. After all, he made a promise to the devil at the beginning that he will surely fill hell with people and jinn. So Allah can use anyone and everyone to mislead others, that he may send them to their eternity in hell.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicky@thestraightway.org. That's Vicky spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Continuing in Quran chapter 6 and verse 125, we see how Allah really, really worked on making some people to accept Islam and to be guided to the truth, and how he really, really worked to cause others to reject Islam and to become infidels. And that is when Allah stated, "So whomever Allah desires to guide, he opens his chest to Islam. And whomever he desires to mislead, he will make his chest extremely narrow, as though he is only ascending to the heaven. Likewise, Allah made the uncleanness on those who do not believe." And here is the interpretation of the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari. He stated, "Whomever Allah desired to guide to the faith, to believe in him and his messenger and what he brought from his Lord, so Allah will make it successful for him. Allah will make his chest big. Allah will make it easy for him with his kindness and with his help, that he will be receive the light of Islam in his heart, and he will enlarge his chest to accept that which he brought through his messenger Muhammad." Muhammad was asked about Quran chapter 6 and verse 125. When people ask him, "Is there a sign of that by which it can be recognized?" Muhammad answered that that man will be in repentance to the eternal home. He will be turning away from the home of deception and preparing for death before it is too late. And many more material were written about the people whom Allah will open the chest to lead them to Islam. As for the second half of Quran 6:125, as we read, "And whomever he," that is Allah, "desire to mislead, so he makes his chest extremely narrow," the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari stated, "Whomever Allah wants to mislead from the path of guidance, Allah preoccupies him with his disbelief and prevents him from Allah's path and makes his chest constricted by his failure and the overwhelming power of disbelief over him. Constriction is most severe distress, and it is that which cannot be penetrated due to the severity of its constriction. And here it is the chest to which the sermon does not reach. Imagine that with me. That is exactly what Allah does to make sure that those whom He desires to send to hell, Allah will do everything He can to make sure that they will not accept Islam, that they will not believe in Islam. This is Allah, the God of Muhammad, who have more desire to mislead people in large numbers to send them to hell than to guide them to Islam. We have one more verse in Quran chapter 6 to learn about Allah, the one who mislead the people. And that is verse 144. And to understand that verse, we actually have to go a little bit earlier in the text to learn about the context. You see, in verse 136 of Quran chapter 6, we read, "And they," these are the infidels of Quraysh, "assigned to Allah a portion of the harvest and livestock, which He," that is Allah, "has produced." So they said, "This is to Allah," by their claim, "and this is for our partners." So what was for those partners, so it will not reach to Allah, and what was for Allah, so it reaches to their partners. Evil is what they judge. So somehow, in Muhammad days, the idol worshippers were setting apart part of their harvest and part of their animals to offer as a sacrifice to Allah and to their God, the partners of Allah whom they used to worship. But somehow, they claimed, as stated by Al-Jalalain, well, Allah is rich, Allah does not need His part. So they keep Allah's part to themselves, and whatever they set aside for the partners of Allah, the idols they used to worship, it will go to them. In verse 137, we read, "And likewise, it is beautified to many of the polytheists the killing of their children for their partners to make them turn away, and they mix for them their religion. And if Allah willed, they would not have done it. So leave them and what they are forging." Somehow, these polytheists were doing the wrong thing concerning even the killing of their own children. And somehow, Allah declared to us in verse 137 that that's exactly what Allah wants them to do. Because if He had a different will, He would not allow them to do it. That's exactly what is written. Once again, I read, "If Allah willed, they would not have done it." Continue in verse 138. "And they said," these are the polytheists of Quraysh, "these livestock and crops are forbidden. No one will eat them except whom we will." By their claim, and livestock whose backs were forbidden, and livestock, they do not pronounce the name of Allah on it. Forgery against Him. He will reward them because of what they were forging. Notice here, the polytheists of Quraysh were making up their own dietary laws. So some animals, they will make it lawful for people to eat from, and some they will not. Some animals, when they sacrifice in the name of Allah, and some they do not. And Allah is telling Muhammad that these polytheists were forging these lies because Allah did not come up with them. And Allah will punish them about all these forgeries they're making up. They actually continue to make up their own laws concerning the pregnant animals, as we read in verse 139. "And they said, what is in the belly of these livestock is reserved for our males and forbidden to our wives. And if it was dead, so they partake of it. He will reward them for their assertion. Surely He is wise, knowing." Once again, somehow these polytheists decided about what will livestock birth. Will it be lawful for the female to eat or the male to eat? And somehow, if it was born dead, they all share its meat and they all ate it. The same people continue to make up their own rules and their own laws about what is lawful to be eaten and what is not lawful to be eaten. As you read that in verses 142 and 143. And in verse 144, we read, "And from the camels, too, and from the cows, too, say, are the two males forbidden, or the two females, or that which the wombs of the two females enclose? Or were you witnesses when Allah commanded you this? So who is more unjust than who forged a lie against Allah to mislead the people without knowledge? Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people." To make a summary of the made-up dietary laws by the polytheists of Quraysh, the infidels in Muhammad days, we learn that they can make up stuff as they go. But the problem is not in the wicked people. The problem here we see it is in Allah himself. Why? Because even if these people were making up their own dietary laws to mislead others without the knowledge of the truth, how can Allah end that passage in verse 144 by stating, "Allah does not guide the unjust people"? Imagine with me, if that is the true nature of Allah, that he will not guide the unjust people, so who will be guided? You see, the fact is that all have sinned. The Bible is very clear. There is no righteous, not even one. And if God will not guide people because they are unjust, therefore no one will ever be guided. This is the problem of Allah, the God of Muhammad. He does not seek the lost. He does not seek the unjust to bring them to repentance, to believe in his love and in his goodness. This is not the God of the Bible. For according to Islam teachings of the Quran, we know for sure that Allah is the one who guided some and he mislead others. That is the true nature and attributes of Allah. And to continue our study of commentaries on the Quran, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.